Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is suspending his campaign. He's encouraging his supporters in key states to back Donald Trump instead. Here now to explain this decision is NPR's Stephen Fowler. Hi, Stephen.
Hey there.
Okay, so I know that Kennedy was careful about choosing his words here. What does his announcement to suspend his campaign mean exactly?
He says he's not dropping out, but he's rather seeking to take his name off the ballot in key states where he says he might hurt Donald Trump. In fact, he told supporters in most of the states he'll be on the ballot, they still very much should vote for him. The battlegrounds are really the only place he could have made the difference, where there's tight margins. So for all intents and purposes, he's done and throwing his support behind Donald Trump.
And what reason did RFK Jr. give for his decision?
Under the hood, he was short on cash and saw his poll numbers keep slipping to the mid-single digits, but today he blamed pretty much everyone else.
But I'm sorry to say that while democracy may still be alive at the grassroots, it has become little more than a slogan for our political institutions, for our media, and for our government, and most sadly at all for me, the Democratic Party.
It's worth remembering, Elsa, he did start his run as a Democrat, and much like here, he gained little traction with voters. Kennedy also used his address to expound upon his top issues like, quote, childhood safety, health, and isolationist views on foreign policy. All the time he was spent decrying what he called a broken democracy, he is still ending up endorsing somebody who openly tried to overturn his 2020 election defeat in Donald Trump.
Right. Okay, well, you explained that he's seeking to get his name off ballots in battleground states. It's mid-August, barreling towards the end of August at this point. How does that work at this point?
Well, it depends on the state. I should note the RFK campaign did have an impressive ballot access plan that could have gotten them on the ballot in nearly all 50 states, but now that's largely going to go to waste. In Arizona and Pennsylvania, RFK has requested to be removed from the ballot. Some reporting suggests it could be too late in Nevada and Michigan. And in North Carolina, another battleground, they start sending out absentee ballots to voters in just 2 weeks. And so it might be too late there because they've got to print the ballots.
Huh. Okay. Well, now that RFK Jr. is out for all intents and purposes, what do you think that means for the race between Trump and Harris?
Well, the Trump campaign is treating this as a win, arguing in a memo that more RFK voters like Trump, so they stand to gain, but at the same time, probably a little bit relieved. Democrats say this proves their points that RFK was in the race to hurt the Democratic Party, and they use Kennedy's conspiracism around the government and vaccines to paint Trump as too extreme to be president.
Well, Stephen, you've been talking with voters on the campaign trail this year. What have you been hearing from them about why they back RFK Jr.?
This is interesting. For all of his antics, many of his supporters that I talked to this year truly believe in his mission, in his message, in the importance of a third option for voters. And there's a mixture of confusion and hurt I've seen. He did capture a large swath of people who don't see their voices represented in the Democratic and Republican parties, and now there's no outlet. But the reality of it is he didn't really have that many supporters. It's likely they may find another third-party candidate, vote Trump, Harris, or just stay home. And it's likely those factors may cancel out and may have a negligible impact on the November race.
That is NPR's Stephen Fowler in Atlanta. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.